up anything, just dial the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch here into hour number two of the program, toll-free again, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go back to Matthew in California. I wanted to hang you through the news so we could continue this discussion. You just had brought up a point about how, was it your nephew that you went and saw?
Yes, sir. My nephew down in Atlanta. I know they don't listen to the show, so I can kind of point him out. But, yeah, my nephew down in Atlanta, and I'm afraid, like, because I didn't want to lie to him. I wanted him to hear the talk that I wish I'd had when my father would have had with me when I was 15.
Fair enough. And you told him basically that just because alcohol is legal doesn't mean it's necessarily a good thing, and that just because marijuana is illegal doesn't mean it's necessarily bad. And then what are the other things you covered?
Well, I covered sex, too, but that was pretty general. I mean, like with drugs, I prefer, like, you know, everything in moderation. Don't let it ruin your life. Don't let it run your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my speech with the drugs and alcohol, that, look, you know, everything in moderation. But I kind of feel that I might have given him, like, the look on his face when I said that, because I didn't lie to him. Like, I know all his life, all he's heard is drugs are bad. Wait till you marry.
Yeah.
You know, and because I said, you know, I have done drugs. I have, you know, done a lot of, I've done drugs, and I want you to know the truth. And I want you to know that, you know, I'm afraid that I've given him, like in his mind, have I given him the green light to go ahead and, like,
I'm surprised he didn't whip out a bag of marijuana and offer to smoke you up. I mean, he's 15 in Atlanta. that's all I'm saying.
You're just making some assumptions there, and it's, you know, I understand where the assumptions are
they
coming from.
They start early, man. That's all. I smoked first at age 16. And
you know, this is one that I struggle with, too. I absolutely understand, Matthew. It's, you know, you're thinking, you do believe that the boy's going to drink alcohol, right?
Right. I'm sure he will.
Yet.
You're reasonably sure sometime in his life he'll drink alcohol. He's probably not been taught how to drink alcohol, right?
Right.
Do you think that alcohol is better or worse than marijuana? You know, like, when you look at it in general, do you think alcohol is a better or worse drug than marijuana?
I'm going to agree. No, she's not there. I'm going to agree with Julie on this. I mean, I've made some of the worst decisions in my life being drunk.
Yeah.
That, and you've never heard of marijuana poisoning. However, you have heard of alcohol poisoning.
Right.
It takes a certain amount of college students' lives every year, well, because it's illegal. And, you know, and there's, you know, when I look at it, to me, marijuana is sort of, when you look at it from a stigma standpoint, it's on a step above alcohol, maybe even two steps.
Right.
But it's not as high as
stigma?
Yeah, some kind of stigma. I mean, that's all that it would be. You know, not as high as heroin, but higher than alcohol. However, when I look at it from a logical standpoint, I don't use marijuana. That was part of the deal when I got married. Somehow my wife doesn't mind if I'm a raging alcoholic, but I can't smoke pot.
I guess it depends on the social circles you're in, though.
Well,
I mean, as far as...
Okay, let me tell you, African American Southern Christian. If they find out that I have this conversation with him, I'll be ostracized.
Yeah,
well, you know, so yeah.
Wow. I understand.
Well, you live in California,
from.
So it wouldn't be too bad.
Right. Well, I live in California, but they're all in Atlanta right now. And like I said, I told him before we had this conversation. I'm like, look, nephew, if this gets out, it's over for not just you, but it's over for me. Because, you know, I'm not too old to get a spanking, and I'm 38. So know that when you get home, you will get it worse.
Well, I don't imagine that he's going to go spilling any beans on you on this one. I mean, it seems like you approached it in a relatively reasonable fashion. What was his response? I mean, did he just look at you like a deer in headlights? Or, I mean,
Yeah, because, like you guys say, you know, all society just says, like, drugs are bad, and that's all you ever hear. So it's so foreign. Like, the freedom message is so foreign to some people that they don't even know how to react. It takes them a week or two, like it did for me, to hear, you know, to hear the message of freedom. You got to kind of stand back because you've never heard it before and soak it all in and then realize what's really going on. And it's like you said, the Matrix. It takes a moment, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I think he was like realizing that, wow, my uncle is telling me something that I've never heard before, you know.
Well, and maybe some follow-up would be appropriate. I mean, I don't know how often you get out there, but the next time you're out that way, or if you've got an email address or something like that, maybe some follow-up later on down the line would be appropriate to see, you know, well, you were 15 last time I saw you, now you're 16. What are some of the things you experienced over the last year? And see if he feels like talking to you about it. If anything.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Thank you, guys. And I appreciate you guys listening. I just needed some I didn't know who to talk to about this because I couldn't talk to them, my family.
It's not easy. I agree.
Well, you can always
totally
talk to
understand.
Us. I don't know if it's worth much talking to us, but, you know, that's what we're here for. And I thank you for the call tonight.
Thank you, guys.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You're still struggling with this, aren't you?
I'm going to struggle with it for a long time. I've got a little boy, and
yeah.
I don't expect to introduce him to marijuana tomorrow, but
no.
Considering he's 7 months old,
yeah,
or
that's
so.
Not appropriate. You've got to be able to hold the bong and, you know, operate it.
But I'm in the same circumstance. My wife is going to kill me.
Julia will do it.
If she killed Julia, too. She'll kill us all.
It'll
be a rampage.
I don't know about that.
I look at marijuana, I think, man, this really is. When you look at compared to alcohol and the other drugs out there, it's just safe. When you look
I would still smoke in the lungs, but you could always vaporize it, and then it's pretty darn safe.
I would prefer that he never touch any mind altering substance in his life. But then you start looking at, well, what a stupid, stupid position that is.
That's insane.
I mean, I did have a girlfriend in high school whose parents' position was exactly that.
Yeah, you should be straight edge, nailed to the X.
They never touched alcohol or anything else. They'd never heard of anything else. So they had the expectation that she never would. Well, come on.
Surprise, surprise.
You know,
wake up.
She got drunk, she got sick, she made some bad choices. Well, if she'd have had some education on this drug called alcohol, then instead of people that buried their heads in the sand, well, then she'd have known some stuff. Well, I just don't know. I mean, as a parent, I feel that it's my obligation to teach him about the things that he's going to deal with in life. He's definitely going to deal with mind-altering
substances. It's your obligation to help him make those choices, I think, and make the right choices.
Yeah, it's a burden that I took on, and yeah, I am obligated to that.
So 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There is a lot to talk about, as always, here tonight, but let's go overseas briefly here to Bangkok, Thailand. I actually heard this one in the news broadcast at the top of the hour. Figured I'd go and dig a little deeper and see what it was all about. A couple days ago, actually it's been going on for a little while now apparently, thousands of anti-government protesters blockaded Thailand's parliament today. This was on the 24th. Forcing it to postpone an important legislative session, the latest twist.
Oh, they're always important. Those legislators getting in there and stealing your money and talking about it and having a good old time.
The latest twist to a 6-month campaign to unseat the elected administration. The protests have stymied government decision making, intensifying fears about the export driven economy's ability to withstand a global recession. Hundreds of riot police armed with only shields failed to offer even token resistance against at least 10,000 demonstrators.
Good Lord.
From the People's Alliance for Democracy. It doesn't sound like they're exactly anti-government. It sounds like they're anti-this government.
I wouldn't propose that at all, but it's interesting to see nonetheless.
Should point out they weren't completely peaceful. Many of them were armed with iron bars, golf clubs, and stakes.
Well, that's what's going to happen. When there is no redress, and our political system, you can see on every level, the ability to redress the grievances that one might have with the government are nil. They're absolutely nil. When you have no redress for people, they're going to pick up arms, and they're going to start killing politicians.
Well,
and government workers and bureaucrats.
It doesn't seem like they've been killing anybody. It seems like they even though they're armed, they're taking over these locations with just sheer numbers.
That's because the bureaucrats are leaving.
The parliament speaker said once the situation returns to normal, he'll reschedule a session to debate the international agreements that need to be signed and blah, blah, blah. The PAD, the People's Alliance for Democracy, which called the march after a grenade killed one of their activists and wounded 23 last week, also took up positions outside the finance ministry and Bangkok police headquarters. The demonstrators cut power and water to all three compounds. 1-800-259-9231. So I'm not sure what sort of level of force these people are using, but nonetheless, it's interesting to see what's happening. When people get some numbers together, the government is completely powerless to do anything about it. More on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Santa, Christmas Eve and you haven't left yet?
Ho, 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 ho. No, I can't find my keys.
Here's the perfect gift. Our patented Find One, Find All Key Finder, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet, and projects a loud 90-plus decibel beep. And new for Christmas, there's even a FOFA just for eyeglasses.
Where did I put my glasses, Mrs. Claus? Oh, here they are.
Luckily, Rudolph's nose isn't the only thing that lashes.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. Again, that's findonefindall.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Call toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site. are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours, free, right there on the front page of the website, going back for an entire year. We give them to you at freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the right-hand side of the page. It's the top banner. SACL CAI.
All right, we continue with your phone calls about what you want here in moments. Just to finish up a little bit of detail on what these protesters are doing out in Thailand. I've only scratched the surface, apparently, on some of the things they're up to, including blockading Thailand's parliament. They also have set up positions here outside the finance ministry and Bangkok police headquarters, cutting power and water to all three compounds. May victory be with the people, said the PAD leader, Mr. Somakhat, who has led the occupation of Prime Minister or whoever's house offices since August. They've occupied the government house offices of the Prime Minister since August to force out his administration. Trucks carrying several hundred protesters also turned up at Bangkok's old airport, where Somchai's been operating out of temporary offices for the last 3 months. And a newer story as of today, I believe, yes, this story out today, talks about how apparently they've now taken over Thailand's main airport as well, these protesters. And it doesn't sound like they fired a shot. They're not talking about how these people are being violent.
You just couldn't do this in America, I don't think.
There's just not enough people.
What do you mean?
There's not enough people who are willing to take any sort of risk
like
that.
Even if you had enough people that were willing to take the risks like that, I still don't think you'd be able to do it
without... What would the state do?
Well, because the fact is, it seems to me in Asian countries they're less likely to use firearms than.
Do you mean the state is less likely to use?
Both. The fact is,
I don't know.
The escalation of violence is going to occur. How many of your friends are you willing to see get shot in the head? How many of your friends' heads turn into cherry jello all across the back wall are you willing to see?
I don't like that idea. I don't want to see that.
Because the cops are going to shoot them.
I see what you're saying.
So what are you going
to
do?
But what makes you think that American cops are more likely to be violent than cops from around the world? They have the authority in their head. They all have the power trip mentality.
This issue in Bombay that we were talking about recently.
They probably don't even have anything like a constitution to adhere to in Thailand, they could probably get away with being more violent. A lot of police around the world are typically more violent more openly than American police.
This issue in Bombay recently that's going on with the terrorists, one of the cameramen out there that had taken some pictures, he saw some police officers who had guns. It's speculated that perhaps the Indian police officers that did not respond to the terrorists may not have had bullets in their guns, Ian.
Maybe they're just cowardly.
Maybe they were.
There are a lot of cops who are going to just take...
You're only speculating, and I'm only telling you that somebody else speculated.
A lot of cops are not going to run into a firefight to save you. I mean, I know you want to believe that they will, but a lot of them won't. And so maybe they're just those kind of cops. You know, self-protect. In the Columbine situation, you can watch as the cops protect themselves over the kids. You can watch the footage of American cops protecting the police first, not the kids.
If you've been in foreign countries and you know how it is, especially Asian countries I'm kind of interested in, and you know how it is with their police. I believe them to be far fewer in number than American cops. And I believe them, in some cases, to become unarmed, except perhaps for a stick.
Well, let's hear from you on this one. If you happen to have maybe lived over in a place like Thailand or some other Asian countries, and you believe that the police, while they may have guns, are apparently unarmed as far as they don't have bullets, 1-800-259-9231. It sounds like it's a possibility, but it also sounds like a stretch. So I'm curious to hear what other people think on that one. But nonetheless, they have taken over the airport. So I'll leave it there. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Judy in Arizona. Judy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark and Ian.
Hi, Judy.
Just had something to tell Mark. It sounds like Mark's wife is involved in some kind of counseling, drug counseling.
That's she right. has been. At this point in her life, she's not.
She's pretty much a stay-at-home mom now. I mean, she does some... Okay. Office work at the doctor's office.
Okay. I was a certified drug counselor for 8 years. I was totally sucked into the whole 12-step program. I I bought all of that stuff. I've been away from counseling for several years now, but all drugs should be legalized. Seriously. I've been away from it for probably 15 years now, but what I wanted to tell you is there's hope. Change your mind.
What was it that helped you shift over to your new perspective?
Well, I watch all of these people, and I saw this when I was a therapist as well. People being thrown into jail for nothing. I mean, nothing. They were sitting in their apartments smoking pot. Some of them weren't even smoking pot, and they got thrown in jail, and then they had to go through treatment. They had to go through probation. I mean, and most of them were pot smokers. And I'm looking at them going, they're not really hurting anybody.
So wait, I'm a point of clarification here. It sounds like you are kind of empathetic toward the pot smokers. Did you already feel a bit of softness toward them when you started your career, or were you pretty vehemently anti all illegal drugs at the beginning of your career?
No, I was pretty I have to tell you, I can honestly say, I have never smoked pot in my life, ever.
Wow.
But.
You should try it sometime. It's fun.
I guess maybe I'll have to do that. But I was when I started counseling, I was totally anti-drugs, all drugs,
everything.
But I would just sit there and listen to these guys, and really they weren't hurting anybody. They weren't doing anything to anybody. I would have people come in who were raging alcoholics, and it's affecting every area of their life, their job, it's affecting everything. But these guys and in Arizona, you get caught with seeds, you're going to jail.
So basically, what I'm hearing from you, you're suggesting that it was essentially your continued experience encountering these various different addicts, supposedly, the people that were essentially forced into a treatment situation, hearing their stories and getting to know them and looking and comparing them to the alcohol people and seeing for yourself what the truth really was, and just sort of just kind of came to that realization.
Well, it took a couple years after the separation from working in that field. I mean, it took a while for me to actually, be able to say, okay, yeah, they're right.
I want to bring you back, if you don't mind, Judy. I want to bring you back and get Mark to chime in here on where you think Laura is in comparison to where Judy might be at the moment, Mark's wife, Laura. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your ElectroChi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Just head over to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive there. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking for the liberty-oriented social networking website, look no further than Bureaucrash Social. You can go to bureaucrash.com to learn more about it. But if you love liberty, Bureaucrash Social is the place for you to connect with freedom fighters from around the world. At Bureaucrash Social, you can share ideas, obtain resources, and document your activism, as well as find awesome videos and pictures uploaded by other crashers. Head over to bureaucrash.com to learn more. Get signed up. That's bureaucrash.com. All right, we bring back Judy, who's on the line in Arizona. It sounds to me like, Judy, you've got a similar background as far as your work experience as does Mark's wife, Laura. Now, we've been talking about over the last several shows and just in general, just sort of the situation with you, Mark, is that you are in a, you're in a marriage, a pretty happy marriage from all indications.
I think so.
You've got a young...
Could find out otherwise tonight when I get home, but I mean, as far as I know.
Is she listening to the show?
No,
I'm not. You've got an 8-month-old child, your very first. And as a parent, you're looking into the future and you're thinking about what it is you need to talk to young Jackson about at a certain point in his life, sex, drugs, etc., things like that. And you're thinking about how you should do it differently from maybe your parents and how they might have done it with you, since you you want to help him understand the truth about things like drugs like marijuana, for instance, and how it's not as bad as alcohol, and other people might try to tell you differently. But you're concerned with what Laura is going to think about that sort of an approach, considering she used to be a drug counselor, and she hasn't quite gotten to the point of accepting, I guess, accepting the possibility of recreational drug use, as Judy apparently has, who's sort of been in a similar life situation as Laura has. I mean, Mark, listening to what Judy told us a few moments ago, and she's back on the line with us here. How do you feel about where Laura is today, your wife? Where is she today in her sort of progress toward understanding those who use drugs for recreational purposes? And as far as where she is now compared to where Judy might be now, where Judy is saying, I think all drugs should be legalized.
Well, Laura's definitely not there. She likely would take the step that many Democrats will take for you, which is, well, I think that drugs should be handled with treatment.
Forced treatment.
Right. Which is forced treatment, which is going to be, you know, what kind of treatment? How long is this treatment going to be? What if I don't want to go to the treatment? Essentially, you've got a lot of questions that are left by the treatment void.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they'd like to leave it. If you get to ask a Democratic politician, you don't get to follow up your questions with more questions because politicians hate that.
Oh, yeah.
You just ask them, what would you do? And they say, treatment.
It's easy to dodge one question. Yeah.
Treatment's great. You can find, you know, the worst politician out there that says, well, treatment. Of course, they'll do treatment in prison, but whatever. So treatment isn't really an answer, but that likely that's the way the direction that she would dodge. And I'm sure that she doesn't consider marijuana use to be as bad as, you know, some drugs or things like that.
But she does believe it to be worse than alcohol.
She has a stigma wrapped around marijuana use that you just can't get through.
What is that stigma?
The pot smokers are losers.
Gotcha. Judy?
Well, but I also think that it's part of the indoctrination that you go through when you go through the training to become a drug counselor, that it's all bad. And the further you get removed from that and the clearer you get in seeing what, I mean, I have a brother who's a drug addict, and I've seen what drugs can do. So it's not like I think that all drug use is recreational and that it's all okay. I don't think that, but I also don't think that it's all bad.
Did you get to meet some responsible drug users while you were doing your stint as a drug counselor?
You know what? I did, and I actually did make some phone calls to the city and say, you know what, this person shouldn't be there.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder if, I mean, I would guess you're more likely in a role of drug counselor being assigned to people who've been forced treatment. You're probably more likely to come across more of the loser drug user simply because the police just aren't pulling over the people that are driving Lexuses, you know, the doctors and the lawyers and the business executives that might be pot smokers as well. They're just not pulling those people over. And if they do, they're giving them the speeding ticket and they're leaving. They're not searching the Lexus. Do you see where I'm coming from on that? So it's probably more likely that you're going to get the loser. So maybe, Mark, maybe part of the problem is that Laura, during her career as a drug counselor, just simply wasn't exposed to enough responsible drug users.
I think there's a lot of – I think that you're correct in that in some ways. But I don't think that this is a problem that is – that there's one leg under this table. I think there's a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
I would say that Laura's politics has gotten – has followed the path that mine did in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
So she's much more libertarian than she ever used to be because I've used methods in order to convince her of issues. And mostly what my method has been is that I'll ask her. It's my job to preach and convince people of the message of liberty. So I'll ask her, hey, what do you think about this method for convincing people?
Is this persuasive?
Can you tell me, can you think of other ways to be persuasive on this issue? So what I'll have her do is,
that's
in
useful.
Fact,
she's a guinea pig.
Yes. I'll have her teach the methods of persuasiveness on issues of liberty. And so if you can get somebody to teach it, they're very far along into being indoctrinated in it.
Yeah.
So. So I've been using methods like that, but Laura probably feels to some extent, like I've got a big overbearing personality, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a little more quiet. She's certainly, I would never call her mousy or anything like that, but you know, these are
compared to you.
These just aren't areas that she has big opinions.
I see.
She does have big opinions in areas on how she would like her life to be, but she doesn't have huge opinions on politics.
Well, she's going to have an opinion if it comes to Jackson,
sure,
your son being thrown in a prison cell.
Well, her opinion first is Jackson should never do any mind-altering substance ever.
And now we can get past that and move to reality.
Right. Well, right. Understood. But then you're
That's
talking,
the trick, right?
You know, you're talking about the husband-wife dynamic there. I'm sorry, but married people have a tendency to believe that the other person's an ignoramus because they've seen them make mistakes. And
yeah.
I'll tell you, Laura probably thinks I'm a bigger ignoramus than most people think that their spouse is an ignoramus.
Is there any hope here?
What I was trying to say was that with the personality thing, Laura probably feels like in the political arena that she's losing herself to be in that arena. So if I say, you know, the last area that she has and the area that she has the most expertise in are drugs. So the last area that she's going to give up, if she ever gives it up, is going to be drugs.
Precious ground to
hold,
I don't even talk
to her about drugs. It's not even an issue for me at all. I never discuss it with her.
Maybe you could watch, like, bring John Stossel or bring some sort of outside expert. John Stossel has done, I believe, a special on the war on drugs, for instance. Bring in somebody respected like that to present. There was the ecstasy rising.
What's
which
the
ABC
point?
News
what's the point
well?
Of me sitting Laura down? Okay, we're gonna let John Stossel preach.
I don't
now.
Know.
How's
I'm
that
just
gonna go,
to come
man?
Up with something else. You're saying she doesn't want to listen to you, so I said bring in the experts.
But at this point, it's not even an issue. So
it's gonna be an issue when it comes to Jackson learning about drugs.
That's gonna be 10, 15.
Well, you better start thinking
now.
About it. No, you might as well start chiseling away. Start chiseling away now while you still can't.
Judy,
your thoughts here after listening to all that.
I think that the longer that she is separated from the whole treatment world and looks back on the things that she saw, that she will start to understand that, you know what, maybe that wasn't really the way it should have been. Maybe that could have gone a different way, and maybe that person wasn't so bad because they smoked pot. Or maybe that person really wasn't an alcoholic. I mean, not every person, when I was in it, the person that was there was an alcoholic because I was told they were an alcoholic.
And you're surrounded with that, and it really just seeps in. And I thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you and your story as far as where you've been and where you are today. More on the way. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Any suggestions for Mark and how he should go about handling this over the next 10 years? It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
the United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their website. We give it away at freetalklive.com. However, we do ask that you voluntarily support the show, and there are a number of different ways you can do that. This holiday season, the number one way you can help support Free Talk Live is by shopping with Free Talk Live via amazon.freetalklive.com. Whatever it is you need to buy, Amazon sells it. Used items, brand new, 41 categories in which to shop, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Get your products that you need for your life and to give to others, holiday shopping, get it all done at amazon.freetalklive.com, and you'll feel great because you're getting a great deal, and Free Talk Live is also getting a percentage of the sale. Again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with your phone calls. Dan is on the line in New Hampshire. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Howdy. Hey, howdy. And hi, Mark. This is Dan again.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind, Dan?
I have a question from Mark, a couple of questions about, his fine wife there. You say that she's convinced that your son will never imbibe.
Oh, no, I don't think she thinks that for a second. But people fool themselves when they don't look at subjects. Remember, we're talking about a seven-month-old baby. It's pretty easy to look at him and think that, to ignore the fact that one day he's going to smoke marijuana or,
be stumbling around drunk.
Yeah.
Well, of course, to be without any forethought on it would be kind of foolish as well.
Oh, I would think that it's not a good thing. I'm just saying that it's a human thing.
business of assuming that everybody that smokes pot is a loser. So she's all for putting an extra burden on the losers of the world of having a whole state apparatus and jail and police and guns and everything else, up against these poor losers.
Well, I can tell you that I've taken the more direct approach as far as convincing her of this issue. And it doesn't work. I mean, it's all I get is silence, and I won't get an answer on the subject. Not everybody approaches things from a logical standpoint.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, I wish they did.
We would have nothing to argue about. I mean, everything would be wonderful. Or
there certainly would be a lot of different arguments.
You know, yeah, well, I'm sure it would, you know, we'd get to some finer points. Some things that would be really worth arguing about, maybe.
Perhaps.
But this whole, you know, obviously, and she needs to know that people think this, that, you know, her head's in the sand. She is, you know, is fixed and dilated on this issue.
it's true.
You know, maybe at some point she won't be. I mean, usually it
will. She knows that she obviously knows of some responsible marijuana users, right? I mean, it's no secret that I've smoked a lot of marijuana in my time, right? She knows this.
I don't think that I think that she probably looks at you in the same regard as, say, rock stars. I mean, are they responsible?
I don't know. It depends on which rock star, I guess. I'm not sure. You're suggesting that she does not believe I'm responsible. Is that what you're suggesting?
You know, I think that all I'm telling
you... You can build a radio show without being responsible? I suppose it's possible.
People are very, very good at beating around bushes when it comes to an issue that they have, that they're emotionally attached to.
Just making up stories for themselves to believe?
Absolutely true.
Dan, any other thoughts on this issue?
Well, you know, there must have been something in her life that brought her to that. I mean, you know,
working in the drug treatment for 10 years.
Yeah, but she got into that for a reason, not because she thought drugs were great.
Well, she got into psychological training or something like that. She got some BA in social worker work.
Yeah,
and
while
the social
she was
worker
at college,
work,
she was never exposed to anybody that smoked pot there.
Oh, I'm sure she was exposed to plenty of them. I mean, you know, but...
She just always felt as though that she was sort of above the pot smoker.
Sure, I mean,
you're looking at people that even if they're good
addicts,
even if you're looking at good people, you're still, you know, there's something bad about them.
Something wrong with them.
Is bad.
They need to be fixed. Thanks, Dan, for the call. Appreciate the input on this. 800-259-9231. And this was the attitude I encountered over the weekend. Actually, I called a local talk radio show on Saturday morning. I post the calls. We have Liberty activists listen to it because we stream it on the Free Talk Live stream from 9 to 12 in the morning on Saturday. And so I was streaming it, so we post the archives over at freekeen.com. You can hear the discussion for yourself. But I essentially called in with a simple question for one of the city councilors that was on the air. And I asked, well, if you came across the information that there were peaceful people who had never harmed another person sitting in the jail, a whole bunch of them, would you do anything about it? And, of course, her immediate response was, well, did they do something illegal? And then, you know, the conversation just kind of devolved from there with the other participant on the show trying to sidetrack and derail the discussion as much as possible. But essentially, I mean, the truth basically came out, and that is that, well, if it's illegal, despite the fact that they, despite the fact that they are allegedly peaceful and haven't harmed anyone, it was just hard to get her to really seem to care very much about it. I didn't really get a chance to nail her to the wall because one of the other people on the show was sort of running interference for the conversation, so we didn't really get to have a good fleshed out conversation, but I've since invited her via email to have me in to discuss this along with the superintendent of the jail, who happens to be a law enforcement against prohibition member. So I thought it'd be interesting. At the very least, you should have him on the show as a law enforcement against prohibition member,
right,
and have him explain it to
us. I would say that this is a big place that Americans come from, which is, it doesn't affect me. Why should I care? I don't care that pot smokers are being locked up in the county jail. Many of them just wouldn't believe you. Oh, they don't do that.
Right. She actually did. She did ask at a later point in the show, are pot smokers really locked up? She really did ask that. I didn't have the chance to respond to
and
this later
and this,
on.
It shows just how uneducated and how little they care that this is what's going on. But that is totally the position that people come from.
But if you're compassionate for others... I mean, you can either come from two most popular perspectives on this. I mean, if you're coming from popular politics, the left and the right, it would seem that if you're sort of on the left, and I'm being very general here, if you're on the left, you are supposed to be compassionate about people, right? And so if you're compassionate about people, shouldn't you be compassionate about the idea that peaceful people are sitting in prison cells? On the other side, if you're the fiscal conservative type and you're concerned with how government's spending money and that sort of thing, then you should be concerned with the fact that government is spending all kinds of money to imprison people who have not harmed another person or their property. It seems pretty obvious that people should be concerned about it, but I guess you're right, Mark. They're just so callous to the lives of other people that they just don't give a flip.
Well, the answer that I would have for you on this...
Let's just put all the pot smokers in jail.
The answer that I would have for you on this is that, there's, you know, actions have consequences every single time. One of the consequences of smoking marijuana, quite possibly, is going to jail and dealing with cops. Likely, what your consequences, you know, those consequences will only be brought against those who fail to smoke marijuana properly. You know, I mean, mostly that's how it goes. If you if you get your pot, you drive it home like you're supposed to drive it home. You smoke it at home
instead
like
of
you're
lighting
supposed
in the
to
car.
Smoke it.
Yeah. Well, having the ounce with
I
you
can
and
tell
smoking
you,
up in the car.
I've taken joints and I've walked through parking lots and, you know, through plazas smoking them. You know, I just didn't care at one point because the way I saw it, what can you possibly do to me? But I never had any problem, quite honestly. So I could very well have been picked up for something like this. I didn't. Now I don't smoke it, but, you know, I do feel compassion for people because I know that
you were there. You could have been one of those people. You could have been one of the people that ended up behind bars for marijuana.
And what you have to do is you have to look at people that you know in your life, friends, children of friends, things like that, and then perhaps you might come up with a situation where you can find somebody to be compassionate about. But people don't tend to feel compassionate about the faceless individual. Because they put clothing and they put hairstyles on that individual, they tell themselves stories about that individual, and that's the way that goes.
So what Laura needs then, your wife needs, is to meet more responsible marijuana users. Do you think that would help?
I think that if you try to shove beliefs down people's throats...
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she could get to know some responsible marijuana users without knowing they're responsible marijuana users, and then later on down the line, after she really respects that person for the person they are, and then later down the line, you could sort of reveal the truth. Like, by the way, so-and-so smokes marijuana every single night.
I think you better be careful with that particular method with Laura.
What does that mean?
Well, for one, she's rebellious, and she doesn't...
she'll all of a sudden hate somebody for it? Like
no, she's rebellious. She doesn't want you forcing your opinion on her. I can assure you of that.
Opinion.
She doesn't want you able to convince her of anything.
Oh, okay. You meaning you?
I don't want you to convince me of anything.
I can't do anything.
And you don't want me to convince you of anything.
Hour three is coming up.
Everybody wants to believe they're the smartest person alive.
This is Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com.
Wake up.